And breathe. What a day of Test cricket in Adelaide. Extraordinary. India finishing on 5 down for 128, trailing by just 29, with some chaotic batting at the end that's thrown the Test cricket textbook out of the window completely. Rishabh Pant and Nitish Kumar Reddy there. Outstanding stuff all round. Some amazing bowling from Australia in that final session. And India fighting back at the end, maybe to keep the most optimistic of India fans hopeful heading into the next day. Nash, what are your thoughts on this day?
Yeah, look, call me a hopeless romantic for this sport, and I still sincerely hope from the bottom of my heart that India can do it. We've seen it before, haven't we? We've seen it literally in the last series 3 years ago. India have done it from this point, so there's nothing that says that they can't do it. But I think the scales are in Australia's favor at this stage, definitely. Starting at the start, terrible captaincy.
Here we
Let's
go.
call it as it is. I mean,
Okay, so
you
that's something I want to talk about first
know.
before we talk about Travis Head's brilliance and then what happened in the final session. Talk to me about the captaincy from Rohit Sharma.
Look, I'm not ignoring any other criticism, or obviously there's what do you call it? There's specific fan bases that that it's just a terrible, terrible place to be a cricket fan at this moment. You call one thing out, they say, oh, but what about this? You call that out, then say, what about this? So
On social media,
here's
on
what has
Twitter.
gone everything wrong for India today, starting with the captaincy. The bowling changes have been horrible. I don't know why Bumrah bowled only 4 overs in the first session. Literally, he
Yep, that
bowled
was a
only
surprise.
4 overs in the first session. He bowled, what, 5 balls to Travis Head in the first session. And I don't think it was a matter of workload management or anything, because he was on the field. He was on the field the whole time. If that was the case, we should have seen him go out, get some attention. That wasn't the case. And some fans on Twitter are now pointing out, oh, see, he bowled first ball with the new ball and then pulled up with the niggle. That's not how it was. A cramp. It's a long day. You haven't played enough cricket to know what a cramp is. It's a simple cramp at the end of the long hot day, and it happens.
It's the match situation as well, though, Nash. He's just taken a wicket. He's got his tail up, and we all know
It
Travis
happened
Head is the key
twice. It
wicket.
actually happened 3 times. We saw with Bumrah take a wicket. Rohit took him off. We saw with Siraj took a wicket. Rohit took him off. We saw with Nitish Kumar Reddy got Manus out and it didn't bowl again. I mean, what? How can I don't even know how to explain that. What was the if someone if an actual Rohit fan out there, I'm happy to have my mind changed. I'm not sitting here. I'm not rigid. I'm flexible. I'm happy to have my mind changed. If an actual fan out there who understands the decision behind that, give me an actual reason. Let's say if Jasprit Bumrah didn't have anything, no workload management or nothing, why was he the one that only bowled 4 overs? Why did Bumrah only bowl 4 overs?
Critical juncture of the game as well. Travis
Exactly.
Head is the key player, and we saw
Exactly.
that
Again,
today.
time and again, no plan B. The entire world knows about Travis Head's problems against the short ball directed at his body. And at the end, when he faced like 100 and when he was like 140 or 135, we had bowled like 4 short balls. And as far as I can remember, 3 of them were away from the body, which he actually tried to uppercut. So that was, again, horrendous. After the captaincy, the bowling. Harshit Rana, I'm sorry, I gave him a chance. I backed him at the start of this test based on
You
his
did, yeah.
last test performance, and that's fine. He's only playing his second test, but he wasn't fully there. He
No, he
wasn't.
struggled.
He struggled at big time. He struggled with the ping ball. He someone out there. There's so many, veteran cricketers on the field. There's Ashwin, there's Bumrah, there's Kohli, there's Sharma, even K.L. Rahul Pant. All these are experienced cricketers. They need to be in his ear all the time, giving him tips. If you can't say that, oh no, just let him bowl, that's not going to happen. He's playing his second test match, and he's playing in Australia with a crowd of 50,000. He needs to be calmed down. After that, Siraj. After yesterday, firstly, Siraj did bowl well today.
Suraj.
Look, Siraj
Suraj.
did bowl well today, and I don't mind him going at Travis Head at all. Look, I'll be
Nah,
honest.
Nash,
I
imagine
don't.
sending off a bloke scoring 140 off you. He smashed you
Shabel,
all over the park.
you tell me how many times Dale Steyn, Mitchell Johnson, Mitchell Starc have done that. You tell
I
me.
don't, you can celebrate after a wicket, but when you
But
send a
that's
guy
what he
off, he's
did.
hit.
But that's what he did. If you see the replay,
No.
that's what Siraj did. And then
He's had a, he's
Travis
looked
Head
at him
had a go at him.
directly. He's looked at him directly and had a go at him to his face.
Siraj,
He's not celebrating with his teammates.
I
He
love you.
sent
I
Travis
love you,
Head
Shabel.
off.
But if you look at the replay, Siraj literally looked at Travis
Sorry,
Head
mate.
as a celebration, and
Sorry,
Travis Head
mate.
had a go at him. Check out the
Sorry,
replay. Check
mate.
out the highlights.
Check
But
out the
look.
highlights. He's looking straight at his face, saying, come on, after he's got
So
140 runner
is that
ball.
giving him a send off?
He's
If I
given him a
if
send off. He's told him to go.
he told him, come on. If that is that a send off? I'm asking you, is that a
Mate,
send off from a bowler?
the wicket celebration I thought
If
was hilarious. The guy has
so look,
pummeled you,
and that's
140
fine.
runner ball,
That's
and you're giving him
fine.
a
You
send
win
off.
some, you lose some. That's completely fine.
What?
I don't mind
You
that.
would.
Look, Siraj is not here out earning, you know, here to prove or to earn respect of the Australian fans. And look, at
Do
the
your
end of
best,
the day,
mate.
at the end of the series, they are going to say, oh, you know, Siraj is a feisty bloke. That's fine. But while
Suraj,
you're
I'm a big
on the
fan of
field,
his. I'm a big fan of his, Nash.
but look,
I'm a big
why
fan of his. He's a good bowler,
he's a good
but
bowler. While you're on the
you've just
field, all guns blazing, go out. This is what
you
Bordegauskas
know you
Trophy
played enough
is.
cricket. You know you send off a bloke who scored 140 off you and hit you all over the park. It's interesting. That's all I'd say.
That's fine. Look, I don't know what
Fine.
the big fuss is. Would you say the same thing if Mitchell Starc tomorrow sends off Rishabh Pant after scoring 110?
Yes.
And would you have said the same thing of Mitchell Johnson or Dale Steyn, for that matter?
For a
We have
guy
seen.
who scored 100 against, yeah, I
Come
would,
on,
yeah.
are you saying you have never seen Mitchell Johnson or Dale Steyn give a send off to a batsman who has scored 100?
I've never seen it for 100,
I've
but you
seen
got
it
to
plenty
remind
of
me.
times. They have sent off plenty of
For who?
batsmen in their days.
Who?
Just watch them play cricket.
Which player? I'm trying to
Every
remember.
single
Remind me.
time I can remember every single time Steyn and
You're the one.
Johnson. Come
You're the one
on,
making the
Shabbel.
claim.
Come on,
You're the one making
Shabbel.
the claim, so
Come
tell
on,
me.
Shabbel. Come on, Shabbel.
You're
Look,
making the
but
claim that
to be
Johnson,
honest,
Nash,
of all the teams, look, of all the teams, Australia should be the last team telling someone not to send off.
No, that's not it, Nash. It's not it. The
Come
guy has scored
on.
140 against you. He's knocked you all around the park, and you're giving him a send-off like you're the top guy, like you're the top bloke on the field. Get out of here, mate. You were
That's
outplayed
fine.
completely. You're
That's
telling me to get out of
completely
here.
fine. That is
Ah, get out of
completely
here,
fine.
mate. To...
What if Travis Head fails in the next three tests?
If Travis Head fails in the next three tests and you give him a send-off, look, it's more accepted because the guy hasn't hit 140 against you.
So
But
a
I'm talking
send off
about
is
this innings.
acceptable when it's zero, but not acceptable when it's 140.
100%, yeah.
Who there is no such there is not a rule like that.
You look stupid, Nash. That's my
Look,
point. You look dumb. The guy's just hit you all over the
he still ended up
park.
with 4 wickets.
But Australia led by 150 and the guy's got
That's fine.
140.
That's fine. That's what I'm saying. When you're on the field, when you're a fast bowler, when you're playing for your country, emotions will take over. Emotions
Sure.
will take over, and Siraj is an emotional cricketer.
I'm not saying don't celebrate. That's not my point.
But that's what he did.
That's not my point.
That's
You
what
can
I'm saying.
celebrate
That's
and
what I'm saying with utmost
you can be
respect here.
aggressive
That's
and
what I'm saying.
you can be aggressive, Nash. That's not my point. I'm not saying don't celebrate, don't
You
be
tell me.
aggressive.
Look, listen to me. Honestly, you
Go.
tell me before Travis Head had a go at Siraj, you tell me Siraj told him to fuck off or Siraj told him to
Did you
go.
see Siraj's face to Travis Head? Basically, it's like, come
Yeah,
on, cop
because
that.
he was frustrated. That's fine. He
All
so
right. Well,
so
then Travis
so
Head's
if
got
Siraj,
every right to go back at him.
that's fine. And that's what I'm saying. It's okay. It's okay. This is cricket. It's okay.
Fine.
This is
Fine.
the drama of Bordegavskar Trophy. This is the drama of a series like Ashes. That's fine. It's okay because next innings, Siraj may get Travis Head out on first ball. So that's what I'm
Fair
saying.
play to him if he does it. Fair play to him if
And
he doesn't.
exactly. And I don't mind that. I don't mind that. That's what I'm saying. This is going to be
All right.
cricket for the next three tests.
I just find it interesting. The guy scored 140 against
It's
you.
okay. It's okay.
You send him off. It's funny.
It's not just that
It's
Siraj
not a
is.
good look on you, but anyway,
It's
each
okay.
to
It's
their own.
okay. Look, it's okay. We are 1-0 ahead in the series. We are probably going to lose the second test. It's 1-1 going into Gabba, and it's okay. Look, the series is evenly poised, is what I'm saying. The tensions are high, and
Course they are. They're high here as well.
it's going
Look,
to be.
we can agree to disagree. I've got no issue with him celebrating or whatever, and he's pumped up, but the funniest thing is telling him to walk off the field and piss off after he scored 140, run a ball and smashed everyone everywhere. It's funny. I find it interesting
It is
because,
funny. I'm not saying it's not funny. It's funny, but
playing in my playing over the years cricket, if someone said you look like a fool, you know what I mean?
you're not
Cover yourself in glory. You look like a bit of an idiot. But
But
anyway,
that's cricket,
I'm not,
isn't
it's
it?
not,
That is
I'm a
cricket.
fan of Siraj. And I've spoken highly of him on this podcast, whether it's IPL, whether it's for India in the past. I was advocating for him to play in this test match if Shami was available. He's a good bowler. I'm just talking about this incident. It was funny.
Look,
And it got the
I'm
crowd riled
completely
up.
fine with it. It's cricket. That is literally cricket. It's going to happen again, and he's not the first bowler to do it. He's not going to be the last one to do it.
I'm looking for those. I want to know if any of the listeners or the viewers know examples of when Mitchell Johnson's done it like that to a player who scored 100 plus.
I
I'm trying
look.
to think of an example. You're the one telling me it's happened, but who's the player?
So here's my question.
I'm trying to
You tell
remember.
me honestly, Siraj literally said to F off to Travis Head. You tell me he so if I look at the batter while celebrating, is it a send off?
Oh, like Siraj did today. That was insane. He was in his face and
Because he
giving it
was
to him.
fired up. He's a fast
Fair enough.
bowler
Okay, fair
playing for
enough.
his country at Adelaide in front of 50,000 people who are against Siraj, for mind you. It's going to fire someone up,
Why?
isn't
Because
it?
he threw the ball at Marnus yesterday after Marnus correctly pulled
Look,
out.
I called him out for that yesterday, and I called him out for that yesterday.
He hasn't covered
That
himself in glory. Anyway, look. We can go on for hours.
we
We can
can go
agree
on
to
for
disagree on
hours.
that one. I don't mind him celebrating. Fair play to him. It
Look,
was a good ball.
it's
Got the
not going to be
wicket.
the last one, but yeah.
One thing I will agree with you on. One thing I will agree with you on is the captaincy of Rohit Sharma today was terrible.
Yeah.
And if India do go
Ashwin.
on and win this test match, if India do go on and win this test match miraculously,
It'll be
it's in spite
despite
of
his
his
captaincy.
captaincy.
Yep.
In spite of it, Nash, because you talk about the bowling changes and you're 100% right about it. But also the field placement. So I called it out
Yes.
when Marnus was going into his innings. Marnus
Oh.
was not overly attacking, playing very patiently. And Ashwin comes on, and the first ball, he's got a long on in place, and Marnus knocks it for a single. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's quite poor. And I thought a lot of wickets from Australia today fell against the run of play. And that's what Rohit seemed to rely on today. Lots of gaps in the field, not proactive. Giving away a lot of easy singles and waiting for things to happen. And luckily for him today, it was only 337 in the end because Australia gave a lot of wickets away against the run of play, including Marnus. Who are the others that fell against the run of play? Like Mitch Marsh didn't even edge it and he walked. I don't know what was going on there.
Alex Carey.
Alex Carey, it just felt that Australia were on top right throughout the day, but wickets kept falling annoyingly against the run of play consistently. And that's what he was relying on, Rohit.
And that's what I was saying as well to my friends in the chat group that the captaincy has been such that he doesn't make things happen. He hasn't been a proactive captain. He's throwing the ball to bowlers and just waiting for things to happen. And that's that it and things happened today, but only after Travis Head got 140. And that's the thing. Travis Head's 140 has hurt because literally, aside from him and Marnus scoring 64, no other batter reached even 30. McSweeney scored
Yeah, just
39, but
McSweeney and 140.
yes.
Yeah, you're right. There was
So
opportunities for Australia to score even more than
exactly,
they
and
were to
Travis
hit.
Head was dropped a couple of times. There wasn't a first slip at one point. Siraj
To me,
dropped
that's the
him.
field placement. Again, the
Yes.
captaincy is to blame for that more than anything. And I thought you're right about the Travis Head was amazing today, and I absolutely loved watching him. But even for me as an Aussie, thinking, they're not really targeting his weakness here. They're feeding him a
Yes.
lot of width and they're feeding his strengths. And you'd think India of all teams would know it. After
And
what Travis Head has put them through over the last 18
a
months.
lot of the balls Travis Head were sort of not even full, not even short. They were in like the nothing zone where ball doesn't do much. He was easy on the cut short. It was easy to just for him to just flick for a couple of runs down to fine leg and square leg. So it didn't nothing was made to happen. You know, everyone was waiting for things to happen. And that's the thing. Bumrah is not going to run through lineups all the time. Other bowlers
No,
need to
you can't
step
rely
up.
on Bumrah all the time.
Other bowlers need to
And
step
yeah,
up. And
heart would have been in the
that's
mouth of India fans when he went down. Oh.
I was
Wow.
like, I was hoping it's just a cramp. And look, I think it was a cramp. I've been in that, you know, we have all been in that situation after a long day's playing great cricket where you just keep bowling, and then you know you crack
Yes.
up at the end of the day, and mind you, he's playing international cricket. So
Geez, my goodness, he was magnificent again, Bumrah.
yeah, I mean,
I mean, I'm running out of superlatives for this amazing fast bowler. Can't remember a bowler instilling this much fear or being this
since I was
effective
checking stats, since
in
Bumrah's
Australia.
debut in 2018, he has 44 wickets against Australia in Australia at an average of 18 and a strike rate of
Yes.
42. You
Yes.
won't guess who's the next best.
I'm just Dale Steyn's probably the best. You mean in
Next best
overseas
since
bowlers?
no, yes, since Bumrah's so since Bumrah's debut in 2018,
Okay.
Bumrah has taken 44 wickets at an average of 18 against Australia in Australia. So bowlers in Australia, Bumrah.
Overseas bowlers, you
Yes,
mean, and the next
overseas.
best?
Sorry, against
Who's the
Australia. So,
best?
yeah. So after Bumrah, you won't guess who's the next best in terms of wickets.
In terms of
So
wickets,
Bumrah has 44.
I can't even think.
It's Siraj at
Would it be
22,
Jimmy? It's Siraj at 22, is it? I thought
and
it
then
might
it's
have been
Ashwin.
Jim. Yeah, wow. Wow.
So you need other bowlers to step up
Wow.
big time. You need other bowlers to step up big time.
That's the impact of Bumrah, isn't it? We don't really remember anyone else, who's established, especially. I mean, Shamar Joseph was outstanding last year, as Amo Jamal as well from Pakistan. But for Bumrah, who's in his third tour here, everyone knows about him, but they still can't handle him, right? But yeah, I mean,
He's
Travis
kind of
Head
like
played him very well.
Travis
And
Head for India.
yeah, it is, isn't it? Right? There's this one player that always does it to you and is that thorn in your side. And Travis Head was outstanding. I thought Marnus played beautifully, and I was so disappointed when he got out in the manner he did. He was looking so good for more. He was perfectly primed for 100 today, Marnus. He played really nicely. He
And
was growing in confidence.
yes,
He
exactly.
left a
But
few out
look,
there. It's a welcome innings.
you may not like me for saying this at this stage, but today again, I felt it was a case of more India letting Australia into the game rather than, especially with poor field settings, poor bowling
I think a bit
changes,
of both.
and Australia capitalized. Like apart from
Yeah.
like look, aside from Australia, it was Travis Head and Marnus specifically. They capitalized, but India sort of in Perth, India did not sort of, you
Yeah.
know, take the foot off the foot of
Yes.
the foot
Yes.
of
I
the
agree with
neck.
the captaincy today. I thought the captaincy was poor, but I thought Marnus looked a lot more assured everywhere. Like he shots off the pads, the straight driving shots through the mid-wicket region, through a point and the gully area as well. But he was primed for a big score, and it just happened against the run of play out of nowhere. It was a lead of 157, and it's a very good lead, but it could have been more, because we gave India wickets when we were on top quite a few times there. And then the
And
crazy final session.
that is the sniff that India needs. India needed. Look, poor batting from top four again.
You probably lost two or three more wickets than you needed to in that final session.
328 for three India at this stage would have been so good. Coming tomorrow, you know, if for example Shubman Gill and Rishabh Pant were in batting, it would have been a game changer tomorrow at the with the
Some
with the lead
outstanding
of
bowling, though.
yeah with the trail
Some
of
really
29.
brilliant. Some really brilliant deliveries from Australia in that final session, though. I thought some absolute jaffers. The one to Gill from Stark was a ripper. Great way for Stark to get his first wicket over Gill in Test cricket. The record was shocking. It's still bad when you look at it, but nice to get that wicket with a beautiful delivery.
And that's the thing.
And
That's why I think,
Rohit copped the beauty as well.
look, with Rohit Sharma, I don't, you know, again, people will hate me for this, but It was a straight ball, wasn't it?
Are they?
If you
No,
really
to be.
look at it, if you really look at it, it was a
Was it
straight ball
straight?
made into an extraordinary ball.
I need to look at
And
the replay.
so
I'm
was
sure it's
Virat
nicked. I
Kohli's.
thought
So
it's
was Virat
moved.
Kohli's. Virat Kohli, so was Virat Kohli's. I'm not saying Virat Kohli got out to this spectacular ball or anything. But Virat Kohli, that ball wasn't there to leave for Virat Kohli. It was a playable. He had to play at it, but he played all over it.
I
Both
think
Virat Kohli and
I
Rohit
think you're a bit
Sharma.
harsh on Cummins and Rohit in a sense there on that delivery. It's an absolute beauty from Cummins. It's held its line. It's just straightened and hit the top of off. We dream of those wickets as fast bowlers.
Yes,
Fast
but
bowlers
you
dream of
need the
that.
batters to make that mistake as well. And Rohit did that mistake. His feet went nowhere. He was lazy. Look, and that's Rohit Sharma's career in a nutshell, isn't it? Feet going nowhere and
That look
lazy.
that sort of ball has caused Rohit problems a lot in recent years. The one that just straightens and hits top of off, because he does square up and doesn't cover his stumps, but has a great delivery. And Bolan getting the wicket of Jaiswal, who I thought Jaiswal was looking very solid early. He was looking good, and then Bolan getting him first ball and sparking wild reactions in the commentary boxes of Triple M was great. You got to see it, Mark Howard and Callum Ferguson going
Look,
off there. It's great on social media.
Jaiswal was batting brilliantly again today.
He was.
That kid is absolutely special, and
Yes, he is. He's a good player.
he's going to score you runs for the next 10 years. He's going to score you massive, massive runs for the next 10 years, and even in this series, he at least has two more hundreds in him. And that's not something you want to hear, but he definitely has some runs left in Australia
Listen,
for this
if
tour.
he's scoring a lot of runs left against other nations, I'll happily watch him. I'll watch a lot of him in the future in all formats because he's going to be an all format star for India. But what about Rishabh Pant? First ball, charging
Box
down the
office.
pitch, smacking everyone. Box
Box
office stuff, man.
office.
He's the he's the he's worth the price of
He
admission and
I like
reverse
you and me both,
over.
like every single person out there watching cricket, watching Rishabh Pant knows what we are going to get, knows how he's going to play. Yet every time he plays a shot, we are still baffled and amazed at how he has done that.
He's on the ground. He's on his ass after he's
Yeah,
playing the
like we
shot.
know
Like,
he's going,
it's
we know he can come down first ball he faces when team is like 5 for 50. We know he can come down first ball and hit over long off. And he did that. And yet we were like, how did he do that? And why did he do that? And it's that. He sort of, we know he can reverse. He's reverse swept James Anderson before.
Man, it's gonna take a Rishabh miracle to
And we
get
have seen a
India out of
Rishabh
this.
miracle before, Shahbel. We have seen a
I don't
miracle.
think to this extent though, right? The Gabba was outstanding in 4 years ago, but this will top it. If India win from here, this will top it.
He
You're
has to
five
be.
down,
He has to
still
be.
trailing.
He has to have good support
He's got to
from
score a big
Nitish
one.
Kumar Reddy. He has to have good support from Ashwin as well, because the bottom three
Yes,
are not.
yes. So Australia, I think, got to be on the money tomorrow just to break this partnership quickly as possible. Don't let it drag out because if these two take the lead to 50 and then 75 and they're going well, then the
And that's
anxiety might build a bit.
exactly, and that's what they need to
But
do.
it's a long way to go.
You are exactly right. That's what they need to do, is take it
I'm
sort
glad
of.
we agree on something.
Look, they have to do it bit by bit. They have to let's get to zero. Let's get to 25. Let's get to 50. And
Look,
somehow, if they
one thing
take
I
it
will
to
say though,
150,
it's
I think
Pant's
somehow
not
if
going to
they
do it bit by bit, is he? Pant's not going to do it bit by bit though. He's going to do it
no.
in boundaries and
But look,
extraordinary shots.
if do you, my question to you is, if somehow India get to a lead of 150 to 175, what do you think are the chances?
150? Yeah, that would be interesting. It depends when we start our innings as well. If we start our innings under light and we lose a few wickets, that could be very interesting, but that's a fair way away, and hopefully doesn't get to that. I'd start Stark first thing in the morning, or in the afternoon tomorrow, and Cummins. Start with
Fair
your two
enough.
main bowlers, and Stark, don't mind throwing out a Yorker in there or mixing things up to Pant. Maybe a couple of short balls there as well, and have a couple of guys out from of the hook because he's going to play his shots, so you can get him caught in the deep there as well. So. You got to get him out early. He's a very dangerous player, Rishabh Pant, in that mood. Yeah, if he's gonna do it late at night when the ball's moving around and India in trouble, he's gonna do it again in the afternoon. So we're gonna have to try and get him out early. But Australia in control. It was a very good day for the team. Travis Head was brilliant. And Marnus, I thought, played well too. And the bowlers, some seeds, absolute magnificent deliveries in there. And there'll be more movement in the pitch tomorrow as well. There's always a bit of nibble in there right throughout. And Australia are well placed, hopefully, to get a win and level the series.
And look, from an Indian point of view, I hope somehow get 250, a lead of 150. That's really far away, to be honest. That's like 180
That's
runs more.
another
180 runs.
100, 180 runs from here to get to that. That's a long way. It's a long way.
It is. But as I said, I'm a hopeless romantic of the game, and things have happened. Weird things have happened before. So, hope for the best. And
And what
I
was key
think.
as well, Nash, yesterday's 1 wicket down for Australia enabled us to play from in front today. It gave it the platform and we had the best of the conditions. Crucial.
And
Crucial.
whatever
So.
happens, I think tomorrow is going to be the last day of this test match. So,
Yes, it will be shortly.
We'll be here reviewing the last day. Hopefully, not hopefully, well, not for India. We'll be here reviewing day three of the test match tomorrow. This was day two. A brilliant day for Australia, a brilliant day for Travis Head. A horrific day for India. Hopefully they come back stronger tomorrow. Hopefully everything's on Rishabh Pant and we are in for a box office day tomorrow. First session at least. Stay tuned. Have a good night. Enjoy the cricket and enjoy the weekend. See ya.
Thanks.